The South African Forestry Company is the third largest state-owned forestry company in South Africa. It's primarily involved in the forestry industry, which operates in Mpumalanga, Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal, as well as neighboring Mozambique. Now, to get a better understanding of SAFCOL's full scope, we've invited its regional manager, Thembiso Mashabane, to the show. Welcome, Thembiso, to Rise FM.
Good evening, Izanisa Wandile, and the listeners at home. I'm delighted to be in the program. Thank you very much for the invite.
Yeah. Mr. Mashabane, just to kick off our conversation, tell us more about SAFCOL. What do you guys actually do?
Wandile, thank you so much for that question. We are one of the state-owned companies. We grow trees for a living. We've been doing it for many years. Actually, forestry started around, if I'm not mistaken, around the 30s, 40s, around there. But SAFCOL grows trees for primarily for structural timber. This is a timber that you see, you know, people build roof trusses with. You would have seen around town, you know, trucks going up and down, loads of logs on the trucks. That's what we do when we grow trees. And SAFCOL, as I said, is a state-owned company. Is owned by the government. It's represented by the Department of Public Enterprises, of which the head is obviously the minister, Mr. Pravin Gordhan. SAFCOL owns a few subsidiaries, three of them. One of them is Komatland Forests, and SAFCOL owns 100% of these three companies. It's Komatland Forests, it's Abacus Forestries, it's Kamshabane Timber. I must say that Komatland Forest is actually the heart of SAFCOL, because this is where everything happens. This is where we grow the trees, and this is where you know, our ecotourism sites are located, and this is where we also produce planks or lumber, if you like, from the trees that we grow. So, in a nutshell, that's what that's SAFCOL. We as Zingisa has said, we operate in three in provinces. Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and KwaZulu-Natal. We only got one plantation in KwaZulu-Natal, northern KwaZulu-Natal, in Vryheid. We've got 12 plantations in Mpumalanga province. There's a very big cluster of these plantations around the Graskop Sabi area. And this is where, and if you have been to Sabi Graskop, you can see this forest. This is where our plantations are mostly concentrated. We've got two plantations in Limpopo province, one in Toyendo and one in Zanin plantation.
Yeah.
I'm one of the two regional managers in the company, so we've got north and south regions. Basically, that is SAFCOL. We manage about 190,000 hectares of land. So I would just, let's make it, I manage 95,000 hectares of this area, and the other region manager I manage is in the south, not to the other half of the area.
I wanted to say, I love the fact that you say Komatiland is the heart of SAFCOL, because Mpumalanga is the heart of this country as far as I'm concerned. Moving into the value chain, you talk about obviously growing trees being the core business. Could you maybe break down the actual value chain of SAFCOL, maybe?
I will start with the forestry value chain. Even though, maybe I can just briefly, we've got five divisions. We've got forestry, we've got timber processing, we have research and development, we have training. A training center is located in Sabi. We have ecotourism. But I will just do maybe the forestry value chain and maybe the timber processing value chain, just to give the listeners at home a bit of an idea of what we do. In forestry, as mentioned, research and development, the job of this division is to do research on the trees that we plant, because, you know, we grow our trees for a long time, 30 years maximum. Grow a tree today, you will only harvest it in 2051.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Can you handle that? So research and development, you know, they want to make sure that each and every tree we plant on that site is going to be suitable for that site, that it's gonna grow, you know, big enough, straight enough, so that when we cut plants out of those trees, it's gonna be good plants. If you think today with the global warming, drought, and erratic weather conditions that usually take place, research and development's job is to make sure that going into the future, we're going to plant trees that are going to be adaptable to these conditions. So we plant trees that come from sort of well-researched genetic material. We plant them. There's a nursery in Sabi. If you've been there, we're happy to take you there. We then plant, it's now the second part of the value chain. We plant these trees. The third part of the value chain, we look after the trees, we tend for them, we do weeding, we prune them, we thin them, we do all sorts of things so that they grow in both girth and in height, so that at the end of the rotation, we have good trees that we can sell to our clients. The last part of the value chain is harvesting. It's a harvesting operation where we cut the trees down, we cut them into logs. You've seen trucks, I've told you, one dealer,
yeah.
You drive around town, they've got lots of timber on them. That is transporting part of the whole thing. Now these logs are going to the sawmiller, which takes me to the next value chain, the processing value chain. Now the truck is going to, let's say, one of our clients, I'm not going to be in trouble mentioning names, am I?
Mm-mm, no problem. You can mention.
One of our clients, you know, you mean it. York Timbers is one of our clients. We take the timber, and ELS is one of them at Kapogweni, and there's another one at White River Sawmills. Just to mention a few. This truck goes to the sawmiller. They offload these logs, and then they sort them into lengths and diameters. They put them into the line. They cut them down. And then they cut them into planks. They put them into what we call kilns. Then they dry this timber so that when, by the time it comes out, it's actually proper, that it can be transported. That it doesn't, when it's exposed to the sun, that it starts losing shape, it warps and things like that. But so you want to dry it and control the size and all the dimensions. You then plane it so that it feels, when you touch it, it's smooth. And then it looks good. Then it actually makes it more sellable. Basically, that's what happens in the processing side of the value chain, and that's what we basically do. One deal. That's the value chain for you in a nutshell. Thank you.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM, and we're chatting to SAFCOL's regional manager, Thembiso Mashabane, as he educates us about the role of SAFCOL, and it's more than just growing trees.
Yes, yes. No, actually quite interesting. I've been very much educated here. But Thembiso, and I need to ask this,
Yeah.
I want to know, akhona in mathuba mhlambe for some of the host communities or my communities la nithola nikhona khona or la mphakathi nimthola nikhona khona mhlambe akhona yini mathuba mhlambe la khona mhlambe my communities la ngapartnerishana nikhona and uma akhona lama opportunities are they familiar opportunities similar opportunities in what we would call SAFCOL support functions as well?
Yeah, definitely, and I'm so happy you asked that question, Mandela. We forestry is a very rural sort of business. We are surrounded by communities, actually all over the place where we operate.
Yeah.
So in terms of employment opportunities. And by the way, forest is one of those businesses that wasn't really affected by the COVID-19 for whatever reason. Of course, when there were lockdowns, we actually were also in lockdown, but we are, for some strange, and we're grateful to our customers for the vibrant markets that we have. So we're actually doing quite well in terms of our team. In the communities, we employ a lot of people that do our operations. I've told you about the value chain. I've broken it down into into planting, into weeding, into harvesting, into transporting, into all sorts of things.
Yeah.
We have opportunities. We have opportunities basically in the value chain. Mm. For example, we have transport contracts that we have with service providers.
Mm.
We have fuel. Even people supply fuel to our plantations. I mean, I'm talking hundreds of thousands of liters of diesel that we use per year in our operations. So we obviously need a contract to actually be able to do that. Mm. Even in the harvesting operation, I don't know if you've been in a forest environment, but there are machines that cut the trees down and drag them into the roadside and cut them into pieces. So there are a lot of opportunities in the silviculture operation, for example, the tending operation, like weeding, like pruning and things like that. We have a lot of contractors that are actually community-based.
Mm.
And we are very proud, Wandile, to say that we have at least six women-owned companies that work in our silviculture tending operations.
Mm. Beautiful.
That we have. I'm not going to mention names because I might forget some of them. So we have black female-owned companies that we that are involved in our operations. So the opportunities are really there, and I'm just talking about the value chain and the forestry. Value chain, really.
Mm.
In the support functions as well. We would like, of course, some of them get very specialized. Like, you know, we look for people that can help us to diversify our product, that can help us to see more of what we see in the woods, in the tree, that we can actually make even more diverse products out of what we do, not just the plants that we produce, but actually other products. So we do, as time allows and when the need arises, that we can get those people to partner with us and help us in terms of diversifying our products. Yeah.
And beyond, obviously, these opportunities that are available within the forestry and support sectors, is there any outreach programs that are particularly being run by SAFCOL in these host communities?
Yes. Again, thank you so much for that question. We have a lot of things that we do with the communities. We have joint committee forums with the communities. We have social compacts. In these social compacts, we have agreements with the communities in terms of what projects we want to do for them or with them, not just necessarily for them, because we believe also that we need to teach the people to fish and not necessarily to keep them the fish.
Mm.
So because we're doing development, economic development in the communities. So in social compacts, starting from all the way from Toyando all the way down to Freya, we have, if I'm not mistaken, about 15 or 16 social compacts that we've signed with the communities, where we work with the communities and have them. As a matter of fact, we even build things like ECDC centers, early childhood development centers. Not too long ago, we built a fantastic clinic at Graskop.
Wow.
Called Glory Hill Clinic. If you visit SAFCOP, please do yourself a favor. Go just ask the people around, where is this clinic that was built by SAFCOP?
Wow.
You'll see some of the things that we do for the communities.
Yeah.
Just to mention a few, Zengisa.
Mm. Mm. And for those of you who've just tuned in, yes, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM as we continue our conversation with SAFCOP's regional manager, Stembiso Mashabane.
Now, you know, Stembiso, we often speak about certain industries, especially within the province. I mean, one of them that comes to mind is tourism, which is a massive, massive industry. You know, one speaks about mining as well when they think about Mpumalanga. But we forget about forestry, that it's actually part of that ecotourism that is there. And I want you just to quickly just make us understand, in terms of the overall economy of Mpumalanga and obviously in terms of ecotourism in Mpumalanga, where do you guys fit in when it comes to that?
Wanila, I'm glad as well you asked the question about ecotourism. I mean, tomorrow we're starting the ecotourism month.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe before I forget, please plant a tree tomorrow, Wandile.
Oh.
It's Arbor Day tomorrow.
I haven't done that since primary school. But for you, I'll do it. I'll take a picture and I'll send it.
please. You can be privileged. You have my number.
Yeah.
Look, we have some waterfalls. In you can imagine if you're really looking for a tranquil environment, you can go to one of our plantations, one of them not very far from Sudwala Caves. If you drive straight into that road, going to the gravel road about 20 kilometers down there, you will see we've got hiking trails. It's called Eight Sook Plantation. But we have some hiking trails there. Some of them have got African names. Bias de Kraal Strait hiking trails. We have hiking trails in areas like Kapse Wok. If you drive up from Gondwana up to, you know, that old Pretoria Road, up from Gondwana, Kapse Wok, there are some hiking trails there. We have some waterfalls, a lot of them clustered around Sabi area. If I can give you some names, Bridal Veil Waterfalls, Lone Creek Falls. We've got Berlin Falls around Krasnodar area. We also have in the forest, at Belfast, we have a lodge we call Black and Slay Forest Lodge. Beautiful, it's got chalets. You can have a great time there, and you can have some team building activities in this sort of areas. There's a lot of these areas that in terms of ecotourism we have in our environment as well, Wandina.
Now, you know, I've heard, and I think, you know, I've heard in the grapevine that you guys have obviously will host a media tour tomorrow. And it starts tomorrow, I think, on Arbor Day as well. What brought about this decision, and what are you hoping to achieve as SAFCO with this media tour?
We would like, you know, Wendell, to be honest with you, I mean, this is actually one of the very first times, if not actually the first time in the province that we're talking about SAFCO. And you have studied yourself that you didn't know that, you know, forest is not just it's about planting trees and growing trees. There's more to it than it. We want to make our company, our industry, known to the communities, to the people that are listening tonight, that they know what forestry is. That's really the basic, the biggest reason why we would like to do this.
But Timmy, so I love. I think there's another listener question here.
And we're going to put you on the spot here a little bit. It seems it's a young woman who's just sent us a message on our WhatsApp line. That's 072-885-7702 for those of you who may want to join in on the conversation.
Yeah. This is definitely putting you on the spot here, Mr. Mashaban. But she says, good evening.
I'm not interested in difficult questions.
Yeah, it's a young lady here, and she says, good evening, Rise FM. I'm a forward operator in the forestry industry with the experience of 4 years and would like to work for SAFCO. I really need help. So that's
maybe the question should be, for those who are interested in maybe finding opportunities or job employment at SAFCO, where can they check if there are any vacancies? Mm.
First of all, we usually advertise our positions in all local newspapers. Depending on the position, sometimes even to the national newspapers. But Life Elder, we also, on my phone, I always make sure those who have my number will always see the positions that get advertised.
Okay.
But we do advertise in local newspapers. We also do use our website, www.safcall.co.za, for opportunities that are actually there, that are currently in advertisement at the moment. So those are the two that I can remember at this stage. But also, I mean, if you visit one of our offices, you will always see advertisement of whatever position that we have advertised. And we are looking forward to young, particularly black females, to come and work with us in the organization. Yes.
Mr. Mashabane, thank you so much for joining us this Tuesday evening. I think the conversation has been absolutely informative to many, many people that would not have been aware what actually SAFCO does and some of the opportunities that are there. And we look forward to actually having you in the future in this program as well. Thank you very much, sir. Please enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you so much, Zengisa. Enjoy what's left of Women's Day. And Wandile, I'm holding you accountable for planting that tree tomorrow.
I'll do that, Mr. Mashabane.
And that was Safco's regional manager, Thembiso Mashabane. You are still listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.